available.
Well, did you have a good game? I'm just sitting there watching the news and going to order some zinc tablets here, I think.
It's quite windy out here, and so it made for some interesting tennis. We would play and, use the wind to our advantage, and sometimes it would work for us, and sometimes it worked against us, so, but it was a lot of fun, and, beat sitting on the couch.
Well, I'm showing 54 degrees, excuse me, Dave, feels like 46, and it says the wind is prevailing from the northwest at 5 to 17, so yeah, that would be a little dicey.
My ears got cold, and on one side of the net, the side that I wasn't facing the sun, I'd wear a stocking cap, and because my ears started hurting, and then I would switch and put on my ball cap or tennis cap with the bill on the other side. But when I was facing the sun. So anyway, but it was gusting a good bit, and it was quite challenging.
Was, Dave. Well, I'm telling you, those bushes out front are really blowing, and I can hear the wind raging across there somewhat. I haven't been out in it yet, but I think I'll put my heavy coat on when I go out there. That sounds pretty breezy. I got some leaves I need to move, but I can't take the chance as long as it's too cold. But, I'll get at it later today.
I doubt you'd have a lot of success moving leaves today. It just, with all the wind blowing, it would be a challenging task.
The wind to your advantage. I can't burn them, of course. That's too dangerous. But I got a stack about 2 to 3 feet high and probably 20 foot in diameter out there. And so I would just blow them in the direction that the wind's blowing. I like to keep the back pasture there cleaned off, down to the ground. Dave, I'll just keep listening here.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm making the repeater or not. I totally lost it there for a minute.
That's solid.
Okay. Everybody just taking their time here. I should have made it through this light, but people just poking along like they ain't got nowhere to go, and it's kind of frustrating. But anyway, because I'd like to get out of this little, I'm sitting right in the noisy area, and it's just blaring loud when I unkey the mic.
What's your plans for the rest of the day? Anything?
I really don't have any. I might go out and try to adjust my Carolina Wyndham just a little bit, and hopefully get it in a position where it'll perform a little bit better on the send and receive, and so that would probably be about the only thing that I would be motivated to do today.
Roger. Well, I haven't had to do anything to mine lately, but I only worked what station at Bulgaria last night, and Bulgaria is always really easy to work, but there was some old-timer in there that was trying to get him, and he just kept interrupting us and interrupting us and interrupting us, And finally, the guy in Bulgaria says, too much QRM. And he knew me, and I knew him. I'd worked him over the years. So we went ahead and just ended our conversation. But this guy just wouldn't shut up. And he never did answer him. He was a lousy CW operator, put it that way, on top of being a poor signal. But that was the only one I heard that was worthy of messing with the last night on CW. Seemed like every time they have a contest, which they did last weekend on 160, guys just get burned out, and then you stop seeing a lot of CW or a lot of sideband, whichever it happens to be.
Now, I've noticed that kind of thing to happen before, and, you know, if I'm in there, you know, trying to make contact with a guy, I'll try two or three times. If I know I got through, nobody was stepping on top of me, then two or three times I'm done. I'm not going to just keep trying because if it's one of the frequencies I can't use my amp on, I might as well just move on to some other part of the band or go to a different band altogether and try something else. But anyway, I guess he must have really wanted that contact really bad.
Why? Because you hear Lima Zulu on there all the time, and they're quite proficient CW operators. There's just a lot of them for some reason from Bulgaria. But I'll usually go on there and give them a contact and a signal report and my name and where I live at and sometimes the weather. Just general contact, you know. But I wouldn't have thought you'd had to use an amp on FT8. It's such a low signal thing. I mean, the reception on it and the transmission on it, I thought, and I don't know anything about it, was very little wattage.
Well, a lot of folks use low wattage, and I can for the States, but if I want to, it seems like, it's been my experience anyway, that if I want to make contact with somebody, you know, over in Europe or something, then I have to bump the power up, at least on my radio, and I don't have to use the amp or anything, but anyway, but I've gotten some good signal reports from FT8 and FT4.
Yeah, you know, the one that amazes me is Dave Watson. He's made contacts and clear to Australia on 0.2 watt and stuff like that. And a lot of these QRP stations, but I always think life's too short for QRP. I'll use up to 100 watts on my radio, and then if it don't work, then I'll jump over and use the amp. Or if it's a large pileup, I'll use the amp. It's a good thing to have. That's for darn sure, Dave. Well, I'll let you go. Just wanted to ride with you on the way home a little bit, and I got some things I want to undo, so catch you down the line, and you have a good day, sir. KB4CBA and 0TR73's day.
Hi, Tom. Well, if you run out of stuff to do, come on over to my house, and I'll put you to work, and I'm just kidding. But anyway, you take care, and if you go outside, don't blow away. It's not too terribly bad, but every now and then you get a little gust. And, anyway, enjoy this day and good to talk to you. We'll talk to you later. N0TR KB4 CBA Mobile 73. W4DJW Mobile. KB4DJW, KB4CBA, how are you, David?
I'm good. Feel like I'm playing hooky. I took off work early today. How about you? How you doing?
Good. I got a phone call. Sorry about that. Let me get this. My mother-in-law, KB4CBA.
Okay, catch you later. W4DJW Mobile.
W4DJW, KO4PXB.
Well, good afternoon, Lloyd. How are you? Barely afternoon, but it is.
Doing good. Just taking the computer back to an easy, got it set up. Now I'm heading back into Greenville and going to catch some food on the way.
Ryan, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch. I had to eat on the run. I didn't have time to fix anything. Normally, I fix something a little better than that. But hope you find something better than I found for lunch today.
It'll be better in a PB&J, just not healthy-wise. I'm going to KFC.
So you can't go wrong with KFC. We try to do that at least once or twice a month. And it's still a finger licking good as it was when I was a kid.
That's why I'm upset the one on Woodruff Road closed. And that's pretty much the only KFC that I know around, but I'm in Easley on 153, and I saw one, and it's open, I'm going, yep, that's lunch.
Even through all the bad times and the turn downs that they had and people having turnover, and they still remain good. They, like, you know, the McDonald's kind of went down pretty steep. It's a pretty steep drop-off on their quality. Sometimes they even close because they can't get enough people to work. A&W Root Beer had to split off from Long John Silver's because they didn't do so good through COVID. So it seems like KFC, it doesn't matter. They're going to do good no matter what's going on. That's because they got a good product, I think.
That is definitely true. The one in Spartanburg, they really had a tough time because they may have had a disgruntled employee and that set a fire in the kitchen. So they were closed for a good while, and then they finally opened back up. And for a while there, you're right, they could not find employees, so they were pretty much just running through the drive-thru only. But now they're also open back up to internal customers and be able to sit down and eat.
Do better good as well. Because I used to go by there, like if I was out and about, I'd pick up Long John Silver's. I like their fish. I'd pick that up with the A&W Root Beer. My wife likes their cheese curds. So we'd stop by there if we were out and about because they had a little bit of everything for everybody. And some days they were closed at 2 o'clock, so they didn't have enough help to run the store. They had to close it down.
Yeah, I'm glad things are turning back around. And it was tough on them, mainly because people just didn't want to work.
The jobs market, the jobs report that had like, halfway between a quarter of a million and a half a million new jobs in one report. That's the biggest one I've ever seen. I guess that means all that money ran out and it's time to go back to work now.
Yep, because they mentioned that they were going to hold people's feet to the fire. That way, if they weren't attempting to look for a job, their benefits would stop, which that makes sense.
Yep, things looking better. I know it's not looking good for everybody, but for retired people, you hear the other people talking about doom and gloom and end of the world and doomsday, and for me, life's never been better.
Yep, I'm having a great day and great life, so I'm in the same boat you are.
I think it has to do with planning ahead versus living day by day. You plan ahead, it's not going to be bad. If you live day by day and the economy takes a dip, it's harder to float across the dip than it is if you plan ahead.
Yep, and I can't get my daughter that's 27 years old to understand that, to where when me and my wife were buying stuff, we put on a list if it was a need or a want, and then went from there.
Younger, I was a lot like that too. It was like, just work all you can, and the rest of it will take care of itself. But that's not how it works. You got to do a little planning. You got to mix a little. It can't be all brawn. It's got to be some brain mixed in there with it.
Yep, that's why with my work, I put $100 a pay period back toward savings that my company's matching, and so it's definitely a way to save without seeing it. And if you don't see it, then it's no big deal.
It took me a little while to figure out is if you don't put that money in and have the company match you, that's money you're leaving on the table. You're just throwing that money away. That's like going out and gambling every weekend and losing every time you go gamble.
All right, one of us have went off the X because I can barely hear you out of the static, and I'm now in the parking lot of KSC, so I'll definitely say 73 to another time, KO4PXB.
Probably me. I'm down in a hole. Anyway, bon appetit. Enjoy your KSC. W4DJW Mobile.
WN0TR.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
Well, you guys are making me hungry for KFC. Boy, it sounds like you're doing great after your surgery, Dave. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, you know, optimistic, Tom. I get the official report on the 11th. So, and Amy told me if it drops in my chart before then, I can't read it. I got to wait for her. But anyway, I feel fine. I feel good. I feel better than I've ever felt. So, yeah, that was a pretty low dip, but I bopped back up to the top real quick.
That was a smack in the guts. Been there and done that. I'll never forget. No indication whatsoever. And I was walking into work one morning, and I had to stop every 10 feet. And I couldn't figure it out because I was getting pressure in my chest. Well, it turned out to be congestive heart failure. But they rushed me down to the heart center in Joplin, Missouri, and put a stent in and did some looking around, and he said, I'll give you some pills. And he says, Tom, if it works, great. If it doesn't, well, you got 1 to 5 years. So obviously it worked, because that's been a long time ago, Dave.
I'm glad you're still around with us. I got to hop out here for a minute. I don't know how long I'll be out, but I should be back on the radio soon after that. Catch you in a few minutes if you're still around, Tom. N0TR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. I got to run down the hall here. Don't get blowed away out there today. It's really going. W4DJW and 0TR clear.
DJW Mobile.
The John, 84BWA.
Steve, you sound like you're a long way away. Where are you?
At the intersection of 26 and 385 at Clinton. I'll get up on top of this hill up here. It'll get in a little better.
I'm 100% copyable. It just sounds a little light on the audio. Maybe you're just not talking loud.
A fried eggs on your end coming back to me. So, yeah, hey, it's making it down here today. So, what do you... tell me you're going out to get some Zaxby's.
Some dirt. There's some dirt between me and the repeater right now, and I'll go even lower than I am right now before I get higher, but then once I hit the bottom, I'll climb up and the fried egg should go away and it should be back to normal. That's just, there's some undulated terrain between me and where I'm headed, but Zaxby's, no. I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch. I was in a hurry. I was rushing. So how about you? I hope you had a better lunch than I did.
Went down to Saluda, South Carolina, and I'm coming back up 385 now to go to the lower side of Woodruff Road to do another one, so it'll be a nice little $800 day.
About working. You know that? Both of us retired and saying it's time to retire, it's time to hang up work, and you said don't use that four-letter work word, and you're worse than I am about it, and I'm not very good.
Very, very low stress. stress. All I got to do is go in, take a bunch of measurements, read some data, do some calculations. It takes about an hour and a half on each one. Low to no stress, and I'm done. No creativity, no pressure, not much of anything except collect the money and give them a certificate and run.
That's called planning ahead. That's called setting yourself up for the future. And it works. You're living proof.
Well, I like to think so. So, anyhow, so where are you off to today?
Our repeater building parts. We'll get those radios that you got. I got the Raspberry Pis now. Johnny's got to make the enclosure. It's actually going to happen.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Point of my travels, I think. Well, I might get a little bit lower than this. You should be hearing a lot of fried eggs on me right about now.
Well, actually, it's perfectly clear. How about me?
You're clearer now than you were before. I know it's windy up there at the repeater site, too, and that LMR 600 isn't tied down everywhere. If it gets to banging around in the wind up there, it can add a little bit of static on the signal, but it goes away as soon as the wind dies down.
Another one of those little housekeeping things that needs to be done. So we'll get it all accomplished, I hope. Are you going to see? Well, no, Johnny's at work, isn't he?
All the Raspberry Pis now that we need. We've got to get some more audio hats, and we've got to get those other radios in, and he's got to do all the wiring. We've got to get a box to put it in and a Faraday cage to put the processor in to keep from getting noise on the line. I am at my low point now, so it'll be getting bad. But and then we'll be ready. Then it's just a build, and I'll take it up there and install it.
Sir, okay. Well, listen,
but I am climbing up out of my hole. I got a few pieces of it, but not all of it. If you say it again, I might be better now because I'm on the uphill climb.
If it's you or if it's me, but I didn't get but about 5% of that. Something about an uphill climb. I hope you're getting me. Hit me when you can get clear.
Listen to me. I'm still climbing out, but I'm climbing out perpendicular to the repeater antenna now, so it ought to be getting a little bit better.
No, you're back in there solid again. I hope I am too. So how much? Can I ask how much the dues are for me this year?
I miss me. 35. I think, yeah, 35. Yep, went up $15 from what it was last year.
Just as soon as you get with Johnny and get that for that radio, I will also pass you that check for my dues. How's that sound?
Get to Leroy. Money goes to Leroy. I just do the paperwork. He does the money. But if you want, I might see him before you see him.
Okay. Well, all right, well, look, I'll give you a call later this evening, somewhere around 5 or 6 o'clock, and we'll talk about that second radio. And did you look at the third one that I showed you on that site?
One that you were telling me about. The one that's an S, I looked at that one, and the one that the guy wants, like, $400, and he's got other stuff he wants to sell, I looked at that one, too. That one, I think that's more trouble than it's worth. And the S, I don't know. I haven't found out a lot of information about the S yet.
More research as far as what that S is.
Affirmative. I know if it doesn't have any suffix on it, it's okay. I don't know what the S means, though, so I need to figure that out.
If it's a good radio and it'll serve our purposes, I think we ought to get in a bid to them at 3, just as soon as we can. We'd hate to see it just slip away if it will work.
We probably would be a good idea. I'm continuing to climb. Am I out of my hole now? Is the scratchy gone?
You bet.
I think it's pretty low back there where I came from. Anyway, I'll look at that again when I get home. I had a very busy morning. I had an extremely busy Monday, a little less busy Tuesday, and a somewhat freer Wednesday. And tomorrow I'm going to, I decided we weren't going to work tomorrow. Tomorrow's a day off, and we'll get back together on Friday. So tomorrow's a day off for me.
Oh, no, I'll believe that when I see it.
That's for me to catch up. Because I was getting too far behind. I need a little window to do some catch-up work.
Well, just don't go chasing those leaves around in the wind.
The last time I got them up, and it was kind of windy, blowing leaves in the wind just is extremely difficult. So I'm about to turn in the driveway, so I'm going to wish you that every time you're blowing leaves, the wind is at your back. And have a good rest of the day. KM4VWA, W4DJW. KM4VWA,
I am bubbling towards Woodruff Road.
Okay.
Have a good afternoon, Doug.